back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back in the studio. Glad to be with you here on a hump day Wednesday, November 11th. Joining us now in the studios is Pete Vols, one of our local veterans. So, Pete, happy Veterans Day to you, and thank you again for your service, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Tristan. I appreciate that, and I just wanted to wish everybody out there a happy Veterans Day.
We have a great amount of veterans locally.
We do. I was just telling Tanner, you know, look around. We have a lot of veterans, and most of them are, you know, they're going to be pretty meek about it. They're not going to go out and be boastful or anything like that. But I can tell you this, deep down, when someone says Happy Veterans Day, it just gives you a warm place in your heart. Makes you feel good. So, and we have a lot of veterans that are still fighting the battle.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we really do.
Absolutely. So, in more ways than one fighting the battle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, reach out to them. You know, one thing I always, you always try and do is you put... walk a mile in my shoes, you know. You know, look at what other people are going through. Other people are going through a lot of stuff right now, especially this time in our lives. So there's a lot of angst out there.
Oh, so, absolutely, there is.
Yeah, and it means a lot. Veterans Day is a big deal.
Absolutely.
It's a big deal.
Absolutely. I think the challenge is making every day Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Taking what we practice on November 11th and putting it into practice the rest of the 364 days of the year, I think, is a great, great goal to have.
Yep.
I think there's never a bad time or a bad day to honor our veterans.
And, you know, the American citizens are usually really appreciative. You know, you look back 30 years ago after Vietnam and how all those guys were treated. I remember coming back from Desert Storm, and we were treated like heroes, and they had a parade for us in downtown Spokane, and I felt so guilty because I knew a lot of Vietnam veterans, and I just felt guilty of how we were treated and conversely how they were treated.
Yeah.
And it's not right. You know, that was a dark point in our country's history.
Yeah, and the world's history, really, too.
Absolutely.
And these are our Vietnam vets. When they went over there, they were just kids.
They were kids, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And to be and to come back and, you know... The American citizen was frustrated, so they took their frustration out on a visible target, you know, on someone in a green bag, you know, in uniform, and it's still.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a lot of friends that remember that to this day, and I remember it. I didn't experience it, but I just remember how I felt coming back from the next war we had, Desert Storm, and, you know, just how different. So America learned there.
Yep.
You know, they learned kind of how to treat their vets. Thank goodness to the Vietnam vets. They were the, unfortunately, they were the unfortunate circumstance. But then I think everyone realized, hey, you can't do this to our own citizens, our own
absolutely.
People. We just sent them over there to do a job for us. And it wasn't us. It was,
and we didn't ask. And they didn't ask.
It's politics. You know?
It is.
It's politics.
It's Washington sometimes.
It's Washington.
And those were guys and some gals, too, that they didn't necessarily want to go over there. Some did. Some didn't.
Absolutely.
We don't
right.
know the case. So.
Nope.
Do you have a lot of people in your family that serve? Pete?
Everybody, yeah, to be perfectly honest with you. My grandpa was in World War I. My dad was a Marine in World War II. My brothers, they were both in the Army. One graduated West Point. Rick was over in Germany right around the Vietnam time.
Okay.
And I always joke about it, and this is a joke, guys. I'm the only smart one that went into the Air Force. So, no, I come from a long line of veterans fighting in almost every major conflict. So.
Well, God bless them all. We appreciate the service for all of them.
Absolutely.
And appreciate all of our local vets, too. We have some great local vets. And normally we'd have a great parade in the downtown community. Unfortunately, the coronavirus has changed that a little bit. But I know there's still a lot of celebrating of vets going on throughout the entire community, as there should be.
Yeah. I think out at Veterans 20th Century Veterans Memorial today, I think it's at 4 o'clock, there's a ceremony out there. Kevin Kennedy is the point person on that. And, you know, Kevin is really... taken control of the veterans in North Platte and the celebrations, and he's the head guy on this, and he's a Marine, Vietnam, served in battle, Purple Heart, you know, he's one of those guys.
A great American.
Absolutely.
Great American.
Absolutely. So, we're utmost
blessed
respect
to have him.
For Kevin.
Blessed
yes.
to have him here in the community. Changing gears here, talking about the city of North Platte a little bit. We know that Pete was one of the council representatives that ran last Tuesday and has been elected to serve in North Platte City Council Ward 2. So, Pete, congratulations to you. Take us through last Tuesday evening and the excitement that you had when you found out you were victorious in the race.
Boy, you know, information comes slowly mm-hmm. that night.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Everything. So, we, you know, I had all my kids around. Chelsea came back from Denver, and Steph was here, and Tyler and my grandkids. So, you know, we had dinner, and we were having a couple cocktails, and, you know, 8 o'clock, we're going to kind of find out what's going on. Then mm-hmm. you kind of found out what's going on. And then, okay, the 10 o'clock news, and I'm listening to you. I got you on the Bose. I've got the news on, watching NBC, watching the national election, and then reading the ticker tape and that. And by 10:30, everyone's looking at me like, we got to go to bed. And so everyone went to bed. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to stay up for a little while. So I'm laying on the couch, and shortly after midnight, I just happened to look at the Lincoln County website.
The courthouse's website.
And I saw it, and shortly after that, Jim Magler, who I have the utmost respect for, again, a veteran and a police
good
officer,
man.
He sent me a text congratulating me. So, and I reached back out to him and said, hey, I'll be picking your brain a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, which is how that should work. You
yes.
know,
I think that Washington
really
needs to take a quick note of how you and Jim yeah. counteracted with each other yeah. in your race. And
well, you know, the thing is with local politics, these are all your friends.
Yeah.
You know, you're in amongst your friends. Where Washington, it's like this, I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
There's some political enemies. And,
yeah.
And we don't have that locally, thanks be to God. But
exactly.
And we need everybody to work together to benefit the city of North Platte. And in Ward 2, rather the citizens of Ward 2 decided for you or Jim to be their next council representative.
Yep.
We needed both you and Jim to be advocates for the city and work to better the city.
As I said during my campaign, one person doesn't make a city.
Yep. You know, even if that person's the mayor or anything.
Not at all. It takes a groundswell of, and first off, as a city, we have to, and I always said, you know, we have to define North Platte, and we have to have our common goals mm-hmm. and what we want. And I think one thing you saw out of the election, which I was very happy to see, but the Quality Growth Fund won overwhelmingly, mm-hmm. you know, 3-1. So that shows me that North Platte wants growth.
Yep, absolutely.
So now, they want, and I don't want to call it constrained growth, but they want fiscally conservative growth. You know, we're not there to waste money.
Yeah.
They don't want money wasted. You can see that in the election.
Absolutely.
But they do want growth, and they want investment back into the city. So that's the biggest thing I took out of our local election, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah,
you
know? I think that's an accurate description locally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed at the change, too. We had guaranteed change for the city of North Platte. How mm-hmm. much was up to the voters? And they decided they wanted a completely different look on the council.
Wholesale change.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely. They did. And the one nice thing about that is we will have great dialogue on the council. You know, if they still televise it, it might be must-see TV. I'm not sure. But or must-hear radio.
I'd be okay with that, too. It's just saying. You're fine, Pete.
No, but, you know, and that is what makes this country. Vigorous mm-hmm. debate.
Yep.
Respectful, vigorous yep. debate. So I don't know everything. The other councilmen don't know everything. But let's put all our heads together with input from the community, and maybe we can pick the right decisions here. I sure hope so. You know, that's the goal.
Absolutely. Now, Pete, how much interaction have you had with the current council representatives and with your three fellow new council representatives that will be sworn in next month?
Quite a little bit. I know most of the council representatives now. You know, Ty Lucas and I served on Planning Commission together.
You'll be serving in Ward 2 now
yes,
together?
Yes, we will.
You
yes,
think
we
you
will.
Might be able to get along for that?
We might.
Yeah, time will
no,
tell.
No, I have the utmost respect for Ty. You know, Ed Reeker, I talked to Ed quite a little bit, mm-hmm. to be perfectly honest with you. He's been very cordial, and he has sent me down the council agenda. every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So just so I can read that and become familiar with it.
Get
you know.
The feet wet
so,
a little bit.
Yeah. And he's you know, and I don't know a couple of the guys, you know, Jim and the two Jims, I guess, Jim Squared, I don't know them as well as I'd like to. But then the new folks coming in, I know them all. So
I know that you've said on the program, I think before your before Election Day, that you'd had some interaction with Mr. Woods, that'll serve in Ward
Absolutely.
4 now. And then
yep.
Donna mentioned at the beginning of the program that you guys have talked a few times mm-hmm. and shot the breeze a little bit in the green room this morning, too.
Yep, so. Yep absolutely. So, yeah, everyone new coming in, I know pretty good.
Okay.
And Brad Garrick and I have done, we did a video together. And
I saw that.
And we have a lot of interaction together.
And
so
we'll have Brad on the program, I think it's next Wednesday, and looking
good.
Forward to that very much. I saw that Brad's been pretty active during his campaign, he was very active, but he's been very active in the community for a number of years.
Yep.
And
yep.
I was glad to see he did a video with you, and he did one with Councilman Lucas as well,
I think. That's correct.
So
yep.
I was very impressed by those.
Yeah, yeah. And he does a good job. He is a production company.
Yeah.
So
yep. Great local businessman. And
absolutely.
I think he has a couple of business ventures.
I think he does.
Officially.
Yeah. So. You might need to teach me how to fight, for goodness sake.
Oh, my goodness. If anybody could do it locally, he's the guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
But there's going to be, in all seriousness, Pete, there's going to be a very business-friendly council right now. We already know where we sit with our current council representatives. Two of our new council representatives are local businessmen with yourself and Mr. Garrick.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Donna has some background in mm-hmm. working with business. And then Mr. Woods has ran his own business as well. Mark's
Absolutely.
Been great at that for the flooring company for a number of years.
Yeah, yeah. He's laid all the floors in my house.
Oh, did he really?
A couple times, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and he worked with my wife down at Swans extensive, you know,
sure.
He worked for Swans, not for Swans, but he was the main.
A little freelancing.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah, so Mark and I go way back. So.
What kind of work did he do? Did he do well in the house?
Yeah, he was really good.
I've heard he's really thorough.
He really is. Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm going to try to convince him to come out of retirement a little
too.
Bit for me.
Me too.
I think we might have better off roping the wind on
hey,
that.
That's
one.
Tough work.
Oh,
that's
it is
tough work.
It's
you know,
tough.
You're on your hands and knees all day, and
yep.
that's brutal.
Oh yeah,
that's brutal.
Yeah,
so,
it's tough.
No,
work.
He does good work for sure.
So, Pete, looking at your first term in the council, is there anything that you're going on to the council? You're thinking, I really hope to accomplish this. Or is there anything that you think you might be able to accomplish in the first 90 days or within that first term?
Well, that's a great question. Community support. And it's not community support. Just let's get the right parts and people in place. So here's one thing we're going to do. And this is something I did during my campaign is I probably told you I went for I call it the Great Tour North Platte. But I went with a lot of the department heads and went and visited their workspaces.
Okay.
Okay.
Within the city?
Yeah. Within
okay.
So I went out to the wastewater treatment plant, and I learned about that as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not as smart as those guys. I went to the water treatment plant. I went out to the police station. Went to the city garage. So that was something I felt I needed to do so I can talk intelligently about the going-ons in North Platte.
The now, inner workings.
Not that I'm going to micromanage this mm-hmm. by any stretch of the imagination, but you have to have the knowledge of at least what's going
yeah.
on out there. So this Thursday and next Thursday, all the councilmen, even the active councilmen and the new council elect people and the mayor, they set up bus tours.
Okay.
For us to do this same exact thing. And I thought that was a great idea. You have to be able to know what is going on in the community in order for you to make procedures and decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step. Because how can you look at a budget and not even know what they do out there?
Yeah.
You know, so this will be really good for us. So I was really glad to see that we all get to go on a bus. I love stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to doing it again.
But absolutely.
It really opened up my eyes on what's going on in the city. So, but you know what? That's a factor of our job now, because we have to know, you know, we have to decide on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ultimate authority on the budget.
Yep.
So
there's a lot of big decisions that have to be made. You mentioned the budget, but a lot of big decisions made by our council.
Absolutely. And you have to know, the biggest thing I took away from my tour was how hard, literally, the pride of ownership these folks take in their jobs. I talked about the wastewater treatment plant, how it is spotless out there, the mm-hmm. water treatment plant. One of the workers from the water treatment plant came to my office yesterday, and he showed me the floor he just got done doing, and it is just, it's shiny bright, you know? These guys...
And you can eat off the floor, you and I were talking about off air several weeks ago.
Absolutely, and it's typical Nebraska, you know? They take what they get, and then they're not hiring a lot of this stuff out. So, Leroy wanted to create, Leroy out at the water treatment mm-hmm. plant.
Mr. Kramer.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Wanted to create a nice space for these guys to work in. So
sure.
What did they do? They didn't go hire it out. These guys did it, and they created a beautiful break room and a nice area, a homey place mm-hmm. where you have pride of ownership.
Absolutely.
That's the grassroots. That's the things we have to do here in North Platte. We have to take pride of ownership in our homes, pride of ownership in our city.
Yep.
We, you know, this is our city. We are us, you know? It's not you guys at the city government, it's us.
Yep. And like Mayor...
We are the citizens, too.
Absolutely. And as Mayor-elect Kelleher has said many times, we need to make a place and continue to build a place that our kids and grandkids can grow up in and take pride in, too.
And take pride in. You're exactly right. A place where people want to come back here and live.
And they're proud to say, that's my home. If they move away, that's fine. But they're proud to say, yep, that's home.
Yep. And you hit the nail on the head. So that... That's the biggest thing, you know, anything. There are a lot of things that I would like to see. And there's, talking to the powers that be, there's a lot of great projects. I talked to Gary Pearson yesterday, and he said, you know, Pete, there's more potential products coming down the pike right now than I've ever seen.
Wow,
so
that's great.
It sounds great. It just makes your heart warm, you know. So it sounds like we are on a cusp of great things, and it's nothing I did. It's what the people, you know, the prior council and the mayor did, and Gary, and just the community.
Yep.
It's the whole community.
The ball is rolling.
Absolutely. So let's take this like a snowball going down the hill. Let's
gonna make a big old snowman.
Let's run momentum with
absolutely.
This, you know, because we have it now. You know, the canteen district kind of started, and that now there's just a lot of good things. So. Activity breeds activity. So
absolutely,
that's exactly what we want to do here.
Now, Pete, we do need to wrap up, but if there's anybody out there within Ward 2 that you'll be serving or within the city that you'll be serving, if they want to get in contact with you and talk about some local issues, how can they reach you directly, Pete?
You know, as I've always said, I have an open-door policy at my office on the corner of E and Jeffers. Always more than welcome to stop down there. My phone is, you know, you can call Shelter Insurance or me, or you can call myself, 308-520-1576. And that Facebook, I'm not real good at this, but a lot of people reach out by Messenger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So
you're becoming more adept on social media, though.
Well, I'm learning how to send a message, I guess. So, you know, but that's a great way. I get a little, it tells me I have a message, and I respond to it.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. Anyway, like I said, I'm very available to anyone who wants to talk. That is very important to me.
Absolutely.
The citizens, that we all can express our views, our frustrations, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a great sounding board.
Well, Pete, as always, we appreciate the time. Congratulations to you once again, and thank you for your service here for the United States.
Thanks, Tristan. Great seeing you again.
Always
good
to have
me.
You in the studio. We'll have you in after you're sworn into office a few times.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Great place to drink coffee. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not always on in the green room, but 9 times out of 10 it is. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after an update with Rush Limbaugh.